You have to go down, you got to come up that block, and then you got to go around that zinc.
And
that tub, and he can't go down that tub and come around because he can't make it. It's too slick, and he can't go down and come back up on that side of that tub because he won't work. So they turn him, they'd find, pick up enough old washed up, and they'd put, and it'd be better off, they'd just go buy one because they keep them rats out that way. And they can't ever get in there. Well, now they use other chemicals and keep the varmints out like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then with the chemicals.
Yeah, they use chemicals more now to keep your insects and your things out to, because we got lots of rats in different towns and things, but they're not roaches, they're not as bad now as they used to be. They used to be real bad. Well, most boys, they got these granaries built, they got them built mouse tight.
That's what I was
going to
ask you, where would you store grain?
Yeah, no, we built some granaries down here, and we got them built where a mouse can't even get in.
Oh, yeah. I see.
All around the corners and things, we got it sealed with a aluminum flat tin, like, you know, fixed where they can't even cut their way in. Nothing, they just can't get in there, they just want the way of them. And if they do get in there, you can put some kind of insect disinfect in there, and they got to live, they got to eat, they got to drink, and they won't live long in there, no way. But of course, all of our grain here now, it goes to the dryer, doesn't it? We don't worry about it much.
You don't worry, yeah.
We just combine and fall and carry it on down, let them worry about it. Yeah.
What would they call the upper part of the barn where they...
Well, the loft, there'd be a loft. Yeah, there'd be a loft up there. And that, you keep your mules on the bottom and your cows.
I was going to ask you that. Where would you keep your cows?
Yeah, well, mostly kind of you'd have your cow barn. Uh-huh. And they'd mostly be your sheds that would be built on the side of your big barn.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that would be mostly where you keep your cows.
Uh-huh.
And your milk sheds and things. But then your
milk shed would be where you'd milk them.
Yeah, that's where your milk shed would be, where you milk your cows. And then your feeder places would just be where you feed your dry cows.
Uh-huh.
But most of your horse stock would be in under this barn, uh-huh, in under the loft. The loft part would be up above. So you got a double deck there. You could have your horses on the bottom
so
and hay up above.
And hay up above, and you keep your horses in that part.
Mm-hmm, under there.
Of the barn.
Mm-hmm, that's where. And you know they say in Holland that the people live above and keep the stock below.
It's just the
uh-huh, and that, and they'd use the same barn for to live in and keep the stock in too. A whole lot.
Well, now generally you'd milk the cows then at this milk barn, as you call it. Now, would you have any special place outside where you might pin them up or something to milk them?
Well, you have lots out there that you can, if you want in sometime. I milk mine a lot of times when it's, you know, people did. They just go out and old cow get gentle and everything. Well, you just milk them out there and you rope your little calf off, or you just root hog and I let him milk while you milk.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't give him half of it, well, you can milk half of it. No, he'll get over half.
Uh-huh.
And I've milked him any time. I can milk half of it while he sucks half of it.
Uh-huh.
And so, that's all I wanted, just half the milk, and I was going to give him half anyhow, and I needed to rope him off. But lots of people will rope him off and tie him with a little rope, a little cigarette rope, a little cotton rope, and they'll milk half of it, and then they'll give the calf the other half. And they can do that out in a lot anywhere they can get the old cow to stand still, but when it's raining bad, they got these milk sheds. You know about all these dairy farms now. They have all this fancy stuff and milkers and all that stuff now. That's the difference than it is a long time ago. But they got all these milkers, the girls and wives and kids and men and all. They just put their milkers on the udders and...
That does it.
That does it, and it goes right on in the cooler.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
They don't ever see the milk anymore. It goes from the cooler into the truck, and from the truck into the factory where they make the butter and stuff.
Well, what about their hogs and pigs? Where would they keep their hogs?
Well, there's always a place around the farm for a hog, because you got to have them, you know. In the olden days, you had to have your hogs.
Uh-huh.
They'd have what they'd call a hog shed, be out to one side somewhere or something like that, and then they'd, when they get rid of fatting a hog, well, they'd put them up in a plank pen. Most of the time, they'd have a floored pen.
It'd be a floored.
Yeah, it seemed like they'll root up the ground so bad.
Uh-huh.
But lots of hogs been fattened in a dirt pen.
Uh-huh.
But lots of them, they'll floor them in place, and that's much better, and they won't get so dirty, and they'll fatten faster in the floored pen, because you got to feed everything and give them to them anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, now, you know, they've got, I had a daughter low down here. Brother built a real up-to-date hog raising farm over here, but the hog went to nothing. He lost out on, he's just raising pigs to sell them. He sold a whole lot of pigs, $35 a piece. 35-pound pigs for about 95 cents a pound. And he sold them. He made good away for a while, but feed just ate him up, and the hog went to nothing. He just quit. He had to quit. He couldn't stand it. But now, a long time ago, people just raised their hogs. And they wasn't too big for her. Most I raised one litter a year, two litters a year. Well, that was all right. And the pig get about a year old, they'd weigh 100 pounds. They'd put them up in the pen, fatten them, and kill them. I'd eat them. And if they didn't eat them, they just let them grow. And they'd run outside. You know, we used to have outside range everywhere. We used to have lots of land. Now we haven't got it. We got the same amount of land, but they got it all tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Hog stock law and everything else. Mm-hmm. It's so much different, and it just costs so much.
Oh, yeah, it costs so much. Well, where would you let them go out and graze?
Well, see, in olden days, now, of course, everybody now that got that's got pastures, they all got their own pastures.
Mm-hmm.
They make their own pasture. They fertilize their own pasture. And they seed their own pasture. And they graze their own pasture with their own cows.
Mm-hmm.
And their land is their own land.
Mm-hmm.
But a long time ago, back in when I was growing up, we had outside range, and they just grazed everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They grazed on that side road they wanted to, and didn't want to graze, they grazed on this side road, because it's just up to them where they graze, because it's all outside. No stock laws. Everybody had 4 acres of ground, they had the 4 acres of ground fenced. Now you got a pasture, you got to fence your 4 acres pasture. And then they, you just buy it reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and you just buy all the pasture, all the cows you want. Mm-hmm.